So, it is the end of August. This is Kasara 2021. COVID has been a hell of a fucking year. They trying to act like it's over. I mean, I am too, because I'm trying to get back to normal life and normal business. But I'm just sitting back and just thinking about some goals that I want to give myself, some things that I want to start working on for 2022 and 3. So after I get this launch and I'm able to go ahead and buy my house so we can move and I can buy this house with this next launch, I want to go ahead and do like a tour. So I want to sit down. I need to sit down because I know I want to hit up. I know I want to, of course, in California, you know, I want to hit some places in California. I want to go some places in like San Francisco, with the Bay Area. Of course, out here in the desert, something like in the desert. I want to do Texas, the state, of course. I would like to do one in Illinois, Atlanta. Where was the other place I want to hit up? New York, New Jersey, like something like that. But I basically want to hit up a bunch of different states in the United States. Maybe Mississippi adjacent. I don't know, being like Alabama or something like that, maybe adjacent. I don't care for the racism. I do want to go to Tennessee, but anyways, there is a lot that I have to offer all of these different people that I'm trying to do my city tour in, for nail technicians, entrepreneurs, business owners, just all different type of aspects as far as making your dreams like actually come to life, you know, whether it be that you got a little something to start off with or you ain't got nothing and you starting off with just a damn dream, you know, where to go from there. From there, want to have people that I personally coach and bring up and, you know, get them connected to different sources and, you know, making sure that their dream of money making, wherever that be, whether that be hell, even if that's like just being like, I don't want to say this because I don't want people just to work for somebody, but you have to start off working for somebody to know how work needs to be done. So even the person who's like, okay, no, I'm not ready for a business yet, but I want to get all of the fundamentals. Like, no, I'm not going to college, but I want my school to be my life experience, my life, my job that I have, you know? So then I could be able to know how to utilize the different opportunities and experiences that I've had throughout life that can possibly make me something in the future. So I want to work with people who are even like, I don't have my plan, my vision, my idea right now, but I know that there's something in me that I need to achieve and I want to do, because that's how I was. Like, when I was a pharmacy technician, I used to say, boy, if I could make just a penny off of every motherfucking pill that I counted, I'd be a fucking the richest bitch ever. But, and that's what made me really be like, I need like a product. I need something of mine. Like, I wanted to service, but it was like, okay, I can't service. I'm producing the service. But the service type of industry, job, career, it's that person. It's a person. It's an individual person acting out and fulfilling something, i.e. services, doing someone's hair, doing someone's nails, doing someone's taxes, fixing someone's car. That's the service. So if I'm like, ooh, I want to be able to touch all of these hands and taxes and all this other stuff, it's only so many hands and taxes and things that I can touch because I'm not a computer. I'm a person. And because of that, I'm like, okay, me, I can only allow myself to be able, in these hands and my mind, to be able to make so much and as far and go so far. And if I'm physically the one who have people have to come to me to get a service, there's only so many people I have to touch. But if I have a product that people who are in services to be able to use, now I can be able to be everywhere without me still being in one, so I can still be in one place. So that's how my stuff started off, and I know I'm not the only person who's like, I got something, I just don't know what it is. So I want to help those people too. So, and that's what my whole little tour is going to be about. I don't know how I'm going to break it down yet. I just know that, dang, that just gave me an idea. I need to bring other people in on this. So they can see that this isn't just a, like, this takes, like, speakers and stuff like that. Like, this takes some serious, thought, and mindset and understanding. Even when you're starting off with nothing, not a nickel, not a dime, with anything, just the idea, a wish, a hope, and a dream. So, just kind of let people know that it's able to be out there. Because, for instance, if you don't know that you want to do something, but you know that you want, you know it's going to be something, you just don't know what it is. Every fucking thing in business costs money, period. Like, and I understand, like, you might start off small or whatever, but when, at some point in time, you're going to have an avenue path where it costs money. So I want to show people how you use your job, your regular everyday job, and you start saving up money. You start getting your mindset while you at a regular job. So when you open up your own business, your own entrepreneurship endeavors, whatever they may be, you already have that mindset of, I have to fucking work. I have to plan. I have to put stuff to the side. I got to think about the future. I got to think about the what ifs. Because when you're an employee, you ain't got to think about those type of things. You ain't got to think about what happens if, for instance, if you work at a clothing store, what happens if the clothes don't come in for and the shipment stuff? You ain't got to worry about that as an employee. You're just like, I came to work. My job is to go ahead and sell some clothes, hang up clothes, dispose some clothes. But I ain't got no clothes. But I showed up, so I'm done. Shit. I'm just supposed to sit here and my job is done until I got something to do. And the person who runs the business, who owns that business, is like, oh my God, I ain't making no money. I'm losing money. Like, these clothes ain't came in. I didn't pay these people. I didn't pay this person to come up in here to work. And what am I supposed to do? So it's like, you have to think about stuff like that. Like, you wouldn't think it would happen, but it does. Think about COVID. COVID stopped so much stuff from being able to come in and out of the country from people. Like, people have to freaking, like, right now, I've been looking for a radio. I haven't been able to find no freaking radio. Why? Because COVID has made it to where, like, certain parts just aren't accessible. Now, if I was a car radio shop, a car stereo place, which there are those places that just would think, they just focus in on cars and, looking good, and the equipment and the electronical stuff and TVs and all other stuff. If I can't get radios to come in, I'm fucking screwed. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you have to think about stuff. You gotta think about supply. You gotta think about stock. You gotta think about inventory. You gotta think about, even before you're getting there, it's levels to this. What's gonna happen when you want to go ahead and start? What do those numbers look like? How much money do you have? Can you just stop working at Joe's Blow's factory Do you have enough money to be able to quit Joe Blow, work fucking 7 days a week doing your stuff, making zero money, and having something in the kitty so when stuff like a damn, like a pipe bust, or your car go out, or you need some supplies you didn't know, or the tape ran out, or whatever the case may be, that you actually have that backed up, you have something that you can go to? Because if not, you can't leave Joe Blow job. You can't. You still need them. I know I used to work a pharmacy technician, and I was still doing taxes on the side, and I was doing payroll stuff on the side, and I was doing beach body on the side. Like, I promise you, I had like 5 different fucking jobs. Like, but I couldn't quit none of my jobs because I needed all of those. Like, the other jobs, yeah, they can't. It wasn't my main source. My main source was my pharmacy tech job, but I needed all of those other jobs, you know, keep up my little habits, take my son out to find extra places, you know. That was the time where I really wasn't thinking about making my own business, having my own business, but more say of just having me some extra money so I can do shit, because I like to travel. I had like a shop, I was a single mama, like, but that's what I want, not want, that's what I am about to start doing and getting ready for it. I just wanted to drop some tidbits so you guys can know what's going on in the future. All right, bye.